He's chayif for every single av malacha that he did. So Rashi yaday yeshus shabbos v'as malachas harbi. Shelo yoda shemalachas alal vasuras. He was shogig. He didn't know you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. He didn't know you're not allowed to wash on Shabbos. V'yosa kam mepov mekam shabbosis. The last 10 shabbosim he's been cooking. He's chayif al kol av malacha chatas achas. For each av that he did, he's chayif one chatas. The last 10 Shabbosim he cooked on every single Shabbos. So why don't we say he's chayiv now for 10 chatoyis, for the 10 cookings? Since he didn't know in between he did a chet, there's only like one helem, one forgetting that he cooked on Shabbos. He didn't know cooking is awesome. He didn't know in between he did an avera. Now Rashi says a chiluk now from before. Only in Shiga gar Shabbos. Before we said that somebody forgot today was Shabbos, who do you claim? We could say Yom Shabbatayim have a deal a chalik. That since from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, you zich heard in between the Shabbos passed by. Because all you have to hear was that there was a Shabbos. Because we're talking about, you know there's Shabbos, and you know there's Malachas also. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Avol here, avolin, in Shigas Malachas here, that you know today is Shabbos. Just you don't know this malach is awesome. Lo yomim, we don't say hachid mishum hefsek yomim between these days in between. Ein l'adas, a person's not going to know this halacha. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. How will he know it? Elim came yoshav yosel bechachomim. Only if he sits and learns in front of hachomim b'hilcha Shabbos. For me yo bechat esachas amifta. Therefore, the days in between are not going to teach him the halachas. So close money doesn't sit down and learn the halachas. It's considered one helam. So therefore, it's only chayiv one chatis for each malach he did. So Rashi, me of a chata sachas lemifter, I'll let him just bring one chatis. I'll call Shabbos for each Shabbos. Why the shgol go lab b'Shabbos heavy? Because here the shig was not on Shabbos. Ella b'mleches on the melachis. But shig that's too heavy. There's a lot of different shig. He made mistakes on a lot of different melachis. Well, the Gemara yalef pom mishuchayiv a kol achas yachas. Sometimes you chayiv a chatis in each melacha. Pom mishen a chayiv a lachas. You only chayiv one time. I'll call Shabbos. For the whole Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis. Or mistava, the svar goes, the chiyuv and bezod and shagas b'shigas melachas. Where the shagig was on the melachas, you made a mistake that you didn't know. You had a lot of cook on Shabbos. Dika shkogas too, but a lot of shkogas. Uptura, when do we say you only chayiv one chatis? For shigig and Shabbos, when you forgot today was Shabbos, bezod the melachas. You know the melachas are also. Just you forgot today was Shabbos, the chodesh gogu. This is the case of only one shogig. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Therefore, you only chayiv one chatis. Because the side of the chatis says you go boss of the shogis, what the shogig was on. Fighters like the Mishnah. You chayiv a kol av melacha melacha. Ho'ise melacha is harbe. Somebody does a lot of melachas. In other words, from one av, he does a lot of different toldos of the av. Then you only chayiv one chatis. Because the side is, chayiv for every av is another chatis. But the same av with its toldos is only one chatis. That's the chiluk between avos and toldos. And we have lamed tes malachas to be mechayiv you 39 different chatois if you did the different malachas. But the malacha, what it's told us, is only one chiv chatis. So Rashi yav malacha the noket lav lemuti told us. Du adin le told us. Uvat shiye told us the shnei of us. Have to be told us from two different of us. El lemuti hechad every base told us davech. If you do two told us of the same av. Oy av it told us shaloi. Tiye nechayiv alachas. Then you only chayiv one chatis. Ketoni says, like it says at the end of the Mishnah. Hoi sam malachas habe mei malacha achas. The minshtei told us shalavech. If you do two told us. The marshal planting a seed is the av. Let's say you water the seed, or who are the lady, you pull out the weeds, the bare part of the branches, that's a told of planting. It's like you're doing the same malacha over and over again, with one helam, with one forgetting. You didn't know in between, it's a chet. Close the man, you don't know in between you did something wrong, you only chayiv one chatis. Elo, the goofy avera, only if you have mamish, different averas. They're not daimon to one another. Because like we had before, in the case we forgot, today was Shabbos, then we said the days in between is a reminder that Shabbos passed by, and the next Shabbos lies like a special chet by itself, therefore for each Shabbos, yichayev one chatis. Who are then for each av moloch yichayev one chatis. Just the av and the toldus, or two toldus, of the same av, you only chayev one chatis, because the blaz are doing the same chet over and over again, and there's nothing to mechavik. Well, in each case in the Mishnah, we'll see klor in the Gemara. So, the Gemara, my time atonic klal godl. Why does it say here the lashon of klal godl amar b'shabbos? Ilaim, if you want to say mishum de kaboy le misni oy kalacha, the next later on it says another klal that doesn't have so many protim to it. So, therefore, here it's called the klal godl. So, drashi oy kalacha le kama bepirkin for le kolal boy ele beis devorim. Later, it only says two things in the klal. Kol hakoshla, it's anything that's roy to hide. The whole shayna koshla, it's that you can't hide. The kan kolol yes, and here it says a lot of things in the klal. Mishumachi korol legodol. That's why here we say klal godol. This is a bigger klal than the next klal than the next klal will have later. So tomorrow, and who adin torne klal godol? Torne klal. You have a gav b'shvius that tomorrow nami. By Shvius, the Masechta Shvius also says Loshen the Klal Godol Amar B'Shvius. Mishum the Kaboy, the Misni Yoy Klal Acher. Torn the Klal Godol. There also, the next Mishnah says another Klal by Shvius. Therefore, the first Klal, the Masechta Shvius, that has a lot of Klalim, it says Loshen the Klal Godol. Shvashi Gav Shvius, the Pirkin, Perik Shvi. Yeah. So tomorrow, for Hokasha, Wagabe, Meiser, I by Meiser, the Gatoni, Klalacher, it says the Mishnah is of Meiser, two Klalim. It says one Mishnah Klal and there's another Klalacher. For Latoni, Klagodl, in the first Mishnah, it doesn't say Klagodl. Why not? If you said why it says Klagodl, because there's another Mishnah that has less, smaller Klalim, so by Meiser also there's another Mishnah that has less Klalim. The first one should have had Klagodl. And Rashi, Gabi Meiser, Perakam, and Sechta Meisers. So why doesn't it say Klal Godol by Meisters? You see, that's not Yisoid. It doesn't only say Klal Godol because there's another Mishnah has smaller Klalim. So tomorrow, new Yisoid. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabavin. Shabbos or Shvius, the Yisbei Ovis for Toldois. There's Lamates Melachas by Shabbos and a lot of Toldos. So what then? By Shvius, there are two Ovis, with Sunsi Rashi, and a lot of Toldos. Therefore, Tana Godol. It says bigger. Vashenkein Meiser, the last bay of us for Toldois, Meiser doesn't have any Toldois, but Tony Klagodl. It doesn't say Klagodl by Meiser. So Drashi is bay of us, Aboyim Chosrachas by Shabbos, Shutzuchul and Mishkon. The Toldois had Doimus the Cholachas have been told us the day. Ovis, the Shriya, same thing. By Shriya, they're also Ovis. Zriya, planting, Vitsira, cutting. Uzmiro, Vitsira, the Chsivan, that's the says the Ferish Matur you shouldn't do on Shriya. Toldois, that shara by the shiva sodas, the other work you do in the sodas, the kerim, can the minimum might go in the perikam. So that will be good. Why the meisah doesn't say klal godol? Because meisah doesn't have toldos. For the gemara b'labaka pora, the toni klal godol b'meisah, my yavas and my toldos ikah. Baka pora learns even by meisah lashon of klal godol. So if the side of godol means because it has toldos, by meisah shvei meisah there are no toldos by meisah. So Drashi lo bar kaporo de toni b'tosef to the day b'maiser my ovis. How's the shat to say klal godol b'maiser? There's no toldos b'maiser. So what's the hezbah when you say klal godol when you don't say klal godol? So the more elolav haynu taima. This is the pshat when it says klal godol. Godol means that it's greater, has a bigger ancient than something else. So by Shabbos it says klal godol means godol ancient shel Shabbos yoshim shel shvius. Shabbos applies more than shvius does. Dilu Shabbos is Isa ben betolish ben mechubim. The Isurim on Shabbos was nageya, whether the chayf was still mechub lekakor, or whether afterwards tolish. So Drashi Allah hang a time and mishum obis for tolish, not because of the obis and tolish. Hello dovo shenema boy klal, v'ein shay godu midov racher. If it has more Isurim than something else, shenema boy klal, toni be klal godu. If this Isser is more chomer than other Isser, and with the other one also says the klal, so it says here klal godol. What does that mean? Shabbos Isser Isser day bein bedav b'shoyet tolish me by joim. Where there's something that was cut off before Shabbos, kagoyin teichin. Not a lot of grind on Shabbos, even though the tfu or the wheat was cut off before Shabbos, you're not allowed to grind it on Shabbos. For lash, you're not allowed to make a need on Shabbos. Bein bedav b'shemechuba mishichidash yoim. Who are then the rasurim? There's something attached to the tree. You're not allowed to pull it off on Shabbos. Mashenkin, Vilushvius, was Naget, Ilchashvius, Vitalish Lysi. Anything that was pulled off the tree before the beginning of Shvius, there's no Kedusha Shvius Chal on it. The Mechuber Isa, it's only Nageya to Mechuber. That's why the Klal by Shabbos is Lashna Klal God Lamer B'Shabbos. That the Klal and by Shabbos, Al Mocham applies to more cases than the Klal of Shvius applies. Something that's attached to the ground. Bishas, the beginning of the seventh year, Isa, it has Kedusha Shvius on it. Of any fruits that was pulled off before the beginning of Shvius, it has no Kedusha Shvius on it, it has no Isurim. So the Moravaita, why is it said Zay Klal Godol by Shvius? Because for Godol Oinshin Shos Shvius Yosim Min HaMeister, because Shvius has big Isurim the Meister has. Dilu Shvius Isur Beimah Meichel Odom Beimah Meichel Beimah. On the seventh year, you're not allowed to plant even Meichel for Beimah. You can't plant anything in the Karaka. Dilu Meister Mashenkin Meister Zorin Negei to be Meichel Odom. Food that a man eats that has a din Shvius Meister. Take off Shumas and Meister from it. Isa, but Michael Beimah Leisei, food that's planted for the purpose of the Hamas teeth has no din Shumas and Mises from it. So that's why Shvius has Lashon Klal God Lomar B'Shvius, because the Shurim of Shvius applied to more cases than the dinim of Mises does. So Drashi, Shvius Nami Isa B'Michael Beimah, and the Sibyl V'Hem Techov L'Chaya, Maisa Leisei B'Michael Beimah, the Mediraisa Dog and Tirish V'Yitzvaksiv. For Rabbonon, Tika Tokan Peris, the Midiraisa Maisa Trumazan on the Geya to Dog and Tirish Vitzer, to the five mine wheats, Tfua, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, Tirish Vitzer, wine and oil, Xiv. For Rabbonon, Tikan Peris, Hidon, Rabbonon, Masaka, Lake of Trumas, the Maisas from fruits off the tree, for Yerik and vegetables, the Maichalodin, Kirtoni, Kol Shuechel. Yeah. Kunusay is the what that Shvius is nageya even to Michael Behema. Ma'ashenkein Meiser is only nageya to Michael Odom. So that's why it says Klal Godol B'Shvius. For the Gemara about Kaporodom, the Tony Klal Godol B'Meiser. Why? According to Bakor, even says Loshen by Meiser Klal Godol. What is Meiser greater than any other din? Where is there another Klal to say Meiser passed Klal Godol, that Meiser should be more chomer than other Klalim? And the Gemara, yes, the Shaykh. The what? No, Klal Godol B'Meiser Godol Oinshei Sho Meiser Yosim Sho Peya. His Meiser has more dinim, more chomadik dinim than Aloch of Peya has. Peya is if you have your tefillah growing in the ground, when you come to cut it off the fields, you have to leave over the end corner Peya for aniyim. Dilu Meiser. Either the halachas of taking off trumas and meisers, isa betain applies to figs, the yerek, the vegetables. Vilu peyo mashenken leaving the end of your fields for the niyim. Elisa betain of yerek does not apply to figs and does not apply to yerokas, to vegetables. If you have a field growing with vegetables, or you have a fig tree, you not mechuk leave over peyo. Why? That's none. We learn to mesech the peyo. Klal omer peya. There's a klal was nageya to hilchas leaving over peya for the aniyim. Kol shu oichel, anything that's edible. The nishmar that you watch it. There's not hefka. The gedulim in oritz, and it grows off the ground. The gedulim in oritz. Ulikitos lekachas, and when you come to collect them off the tree, they're all ripe at the same time. You take off all the pears at the same time. Umachnis salakim, and when you bring it in the house, it can stay for a while. It's not perishable right away. It could stay. Is chay bepeya. Those tfuas are chay bepeya. Now, what does this mean? Oichel lemute sviche satan vekoitza. Oichel means something that grows amnas to eat it, and not something that grows just time to use to die with. Things you use to die doesn't have a chiv tfua. Shrashi, kosh oichel agari peyek sirchsiv makziv yuchat sheshpo kolelum. Lemute sviche satan vekoitza shoim dim letseva. It's oim that's something used for tfia to color with. Look at Tzvichim, and they look at you. Taita. For Nishma, what's the deal of the Nishma? It's watched. Lumutai Hefker. If you have payers of Hefker, there's no chiyim. You come to cut it down now, to keep it. There's no din of payer. For Gedulim in Eretz, there's only tefuah that grows off the ground. Lumutai Kemeim Lepatrias. Lumutai type of mushrooms. Mushrooms has no chiyim of payer. They don't grow off the ground. They're called like the Me'ar, Me'avira. They grow from the ear. Rashi. You collect them all at one time. Lamute tainet lafuke figs. Figs, some get ripe now, some get ripe later. Since they're all not at the same time, there's no chiyuv peya on figs. umachnis lakim or adami lamuta yerek. A yerek you have to eat right away. They don't stay. They're perishable. Therefore, they're potter from peyer. Shrashi grain lefes v'kaflutis. Now, vi lugabi maisa mashenkin agiyat rechib trumas maisa tanan chalam of maisa. There's like a cloud that was said by maisa. What was the cloud said by maisa? Kol shu oichel, anything that's edible that you planted to eat. V'nishma, and it's watched. In other words, it's not hefka dikaperis. V'gedulim in oritz, and it's grown off the ground. Lafuki also mushrooms. Is chay b'maiser. All these are chay b'maiser. Now the ilu, the other tanai that it says by peya of lekitosa kiachas, that all has to be picked off at the same time. All the fruit has to be ripe at the same time. Umachnis lekim, and another tanai that it says by peya that it should be something that you could bring in and keep for a while. It's not something perishable. Leitanan doesn't say by maiser. So, Bezoi, you see, Maisa is more chomer than the halachas of Peya. Therefore, it's good why Bar Kapora says, Klal Amru b'Maisa, because Maisa has more chomer to be than Peya. Peya doesn't apply to figs and to urochas, because either they're perishable, they're not machnis lakiyim, or else the figs are not lakitos lakiyachas. Mashen came by Maisa, doesn't say these tnoim, so Maisa, you are machuyiv in figs and in urochas. So if it's very good, why comes by kapara? Like I says, loshen of klal omru for meiser, because meiser has more chomer d'gadinim than peyer does. Rav Samaches. So the Mishnah said again. The first part of the Mishnah was that called Hashachayech Iker Shabbos. Somebody forgot the Iker of Shabbos. The Yosem Melochas Harbe v'Shabbos Harbe, he did a lot of melochis on a lot of different Shabbosim. There's a chayiv el chatatachas. There's a chiddush. He's only chayiv one chatis. He did a lot of melochis on a lot of different Shabbosim. Still, since he did not know, he's got the ikur of Shabbos. So it's considered later when they tell him there's such a thing as Shabbos and he did a lot of melochis, it's considered only one shogi. Because he forgot the ikur of Shabbos. Rashi's lashon was Hashachech Ike Shabbos. Ksover and Shabbos Peturim. The person thought there's no Shabbos Peturim. That's what the person thought. Sotik Gemara. Rav and Shmuel the Amri Tavayu. Rav and Shmuel the both say, Masnitin, what shana Mishnah that there's such a thing of Hashachech Ike HaShabbos? He forgot about the Ike HaShabbos. What does that mean? The Tinek Shenishpla Ben Hanochim. Mamash a kid that was captured by the Goyim and brought up by the Goyim. In other words, the kid never knew about Hilchos Shabbos. They never knew there was a Shabbos. And who had been the Gersh in his Gayim? Some reason a Ger was in his Gayim. The Ben Hanochim. And as soon as he became a Ger, as soon as he became a Yid, right away he went between the Goyim. So the person never knew, B'chalal, there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah means. And now this person goes through a lot of Shabbosim and does a lot of Malachas in every single Shabbos. Later, when they teach him the halacha that there was a Shabbos, and you should know you did malachas, you chayiv a chatis, he's only chayiv one chatis. Because it's considered one big shegi that b'chlal he did not know there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So, Drashi, Masnitzin, the pot of a chat chatis. The Mishnah says a chidish, you only have to bring one chatis, even though you did a lot of malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim, is after the tinik shenishpa. So, Drashi, below Yoda Shabbos Mirlin. This kid was captured by the Goyim when he was a young boy, so he never knew b'chlal Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara said, Diyak, Avol Hikir, Luyitzvi is somebody that was a Yid, and he was brought up, he went to a Chayda, he knew the law, because he knew there was such a thing as Shabbos. Well, if Slev Shachach, then he went off the Derech, and he forgot about Shabbos, he forgot about the Hilchos Shabbos. Is then Chayiv al Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. In such a case, every single Shabbos that passes by, and he did Malachas B'Shoigit, that he forgot. He forgot this, there's an Issa Shabbos, and he forgot there's an Issa Malachas, then he's Chayiv for every single Shabbos. So Drashi, I will hikil of Sei Shochach. Heavy lay that blinds kishachayach shayim Shabbos. It just lies like he's forgot that today is Shabbos. Abu Yodei ik is Shabbos. But he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Even though right now in his matzev he does, he forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. But since there's once a time that he knew about it, it's considered as if he knows there's still a thing as Shabbos. Just today he forgot was Shabbos. The chayiv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. That has a din like the second case of the Mishnah, and a case where you know of the Ikur Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos, then you only chayiv one chatis for each Shabbos. because it's called one shegig. The shegig was, you forgot the chlal, today was Shabbos, it's only one shegig. So each Shabbos had its own shegig, you have one chattis for each Shabbos. That's what Rav and Shmuel Tuzay for Chiddush. So the Gemara, the Muslims see it's a machlokes in this point. Tonight, one of the other kashanahs says, now Mishnah, ha-shecheyach ik Shabbos. Somebody forgot the chlal that there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's the first case of our Mishnah. And it says then, he's only chayiv one chattis. Lav, l'chura, lav, nechlau dehevi layidi mikoro. L'chura, the Mishnah is mashma that he once knew there was a Shabbos. Because the Lashon is, ha-shecheyach ik Shabbos. He forgot about Shabbos. Mashma, at one time he knew there was a halacha of Shabbos, and now he forgot it. That's the Lashon of Mishnah is. Kol ha-shecheyach ik Shabbos. So it's a kashan, Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel saying, Shana now Mishnah, the thing shenishva. That's not called shecheyach. It's said he never knew B'chal there was a Herkel Shabbos. Zofi Gemara, loy. My call of Shechek Iker Shabbos, what does the Mishnah mean by you forgot the Iker Shabbos? It means the Hoysa Shchuach Mimenu Iker Shal Shabbos. It was forgotten from him the Yisrael of Shabbos even from before. In other words, a Tinnik, a kid that was brought up between the Goyim, that he never knew B'chal there was such a thing as Shabbos. You could be matched that Shana Mishnah. Kol Hashachayach means that Mikore was always forgotten from him, he never knew it. So Rashi says, Shchuach Mimenu Meyulim. It was forgotten from him, Meyulim, he never knew about it. Avol, that was coming. But, Hikir, if he once knew there was a Shabbos, he knew about Hikir Shabbos. But if say Shachar, then he went off the Derech, and he forgot about the Chal Shabbos. My, what's going to be the law according to Rav and Shmuel? Chayiv, I'll call Shabbos for Shabbos. Avoyz Kuma then, if he does Molochis throughout a lot of Shabbosim, and later he remembers it does Tshuva that he did the Chet, he'll have to bring a special Chatev for each Shabbos. Because that's why they'll just be forgot, they were Shabbos. Yeah. So the Morah will say, Ad the Tony, why does the Mishnah have to say, Hayodei Ike Shabbos? Somebody knows right now that there's such a thing as Shabbos. V'yosom Molochis Harvey v'Shabbos Harvey. The next part of the Mishnah says, a person that knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, like even right now, he knows there's halacha, Shabbos, and the seventh day you can't do malacha. But he forgets that today is Shabbos, and he does a lot of malachis. The yasa malachas harbe b'shabbos sarbe, is the Mishnah says, chayiv akol Shabbos for Shabbos. He's chayiv on every single Shabbos, one chattis. Because there's one shogig involved for each Shabbos. The shogig is that you forgot, today is Shabbos. You're a person that knows there's a thing of Shabbos and the halachas on Shabbos, just you forgot, today was Shabbos. So it's called one shogig you forgot today. But every single Shabbos is a new shogig. Like we had Rashi before, there's a svara yomim shem bentayim hevi yedil achalik, that even though you could say they forgot their Shabbos, every single Shabbos, but the days in between is just a reminder that you have to know at least one day that passed by was a Shabbos. So it's sitting like you had a yedi in between Shabbos passed by, so mele yechayiv one chatas with Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says. For the Gemara, according to Rav and Shmuel, listed, let the Mishnah say a bigger Chiddush. Hikur l'b'sar shochach. Why does the Mishnah say this halacha only if he's Yodei Ike Shabbos, means right now he still knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos, he just forgot today was Shabbos. Why did the Mishnah say a bigger Chiddush? Listen, Hikur, where at one time he knew there was a halacha of Shabbos, or l'b'sar shochach. And right now his matziv is, he b'chlal forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. Not just that he forgot today was Shabbos. He forgot the chlal, there's such a loch of Shabbos. Why doesn't the Mishnah say a bigger Chiddush according to Rav and Shmuel? The kol shchein ho, and avad in the case where right now he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just that he forgot today was Shabbos. So it's by Kru Akash and Rav and Shmuel. So Drashi listening hikir, olub say shokach, di chayiv, that he's chayiv on every Shabbos. V'yav forgot the lekel meimu yavim shemetayim hevi yadil akalik. Like here the Chiddush is, since you're a person that right now forgot the chlal that there's such a thing as Shabbos, for you we can't say the 6 days in between is like a reminder of seventh day of Shabbos passed by. Because you're in the matzav right now, you bechlal forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah say in that case, do yechayim for every Shabbos? The kol shchein ho, and avada, what the case of the Mishnah says. In the case of the Mishnah is that you're a person that knows right now there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. There it's easier. For the equal of Neymar, Shiyar Mishem Adam, Hevi Layidi, Lachalik. Because now Mishnah, we say the Svar is, since you're a person that knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. But throughout the next 6 days, it's not shocked by talking to your friends, you're not going to realize a Shabbos passed by. So since you realize a Shabbos passed by, that's called, you had a idea, you knew Shabbos passed away. Mashenkin in Rav and Shmuel is a bigger chiddush. Here the chiddush is that true, you once knew there's the Yisrael of Shabbos, but right now you forgot the chlal, there's a loch of Shabbos. So now, since you forgot the chlal, such a thing as Shabbos, you can't spend the days in between as a reminder. And still, Rav and Shmuel holds the chayiv for every single Shabbos. So why didn't the Mishnah say that big chiddush? And for the Gemara, my enechami, my hayaday yikish Shabbos. What does the Mishnah mean that a person knows that such a thing as Shabbos? It means mishahoya yodua ikra shal Shabbos b'shachachor. Enechami, that's what the Mishnah means. He's a person that at one time knew there was a loch of Shabbos and now he forgot it. It passed, it slipped, it went off the derech, and he forgot the cloud of such a thing as Shabbos. Still, such a person is chai v'chatis for every single Shabbos. That's also according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even though you don't have the svara of Yom Shabbat time, have you deal a chalik, but it's still Rabbi Shmuel holds still your chai for every single Shabbos. So tomorrow.